I want to talk to us this morning about needy children. Needy children. Now the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24, "The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him." Now listen, think about the shame that parents feel when their children are arrested or pulled over for drunk driving or put in prison for murder or rape. Is there any rejoicing in a father's heart over these things? Absolutely not. But oh, how a father rejoices when his child does that which is right. When he's a good man, a good student, one who obeys the law, a good citizen. He's a good worker. He's a fine Christian man. Now, a father's heart may rejoice, but listen, I'm going to tell you something. This type of child doesn't just happen. You don't just wake up one morning to a wonderful, obedient, godly child. You see, you have to raise that child in order for him to be a godly child. You have to raise him to be a godly child. Now, we're talking about needy children this morning. Listen, it is tragic that so many children in this world are in situations of great poverty, not possessing even the most basic needs for the support of life. More tragic still are those children in need of a proper upbringing by strong, supportive, godly parents. It is essential that parents understand some of the things that their child needs as they're growing up. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Three things that parents must understand that their child needs. Number one, parents need to realize that their children need proper direction. Oh, how desperately children today need to be pointed in the right direction by their parents, because there are all kinds of forces out there in the world who are trying to point your children in the wrong direction. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Now, a New Testament counterpart to this bit of divine wisdom says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. The first passage mentions the way he should go. The second passage tells us what this way is: the training and admonition of the Lord. There are too many children who are being directed in any way but the Lord's way. Even those being brought up by so-called Christian parents. Often more emphasis is placed on sports, or making good grades in school, or securing a lucrative career. Now, no one said that these things were not important. Certainly they are. But none of them are near as important as putting the Lord in His work first, regardless of the sacrifices that must be made. By the way, if you train your children in the way they shouldn't go, they're likely to follow that as well. So make sure we train our children in the way they should go. Now, Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, if Jesus is the way, we ought to go to Jesus to find out what the way is, because ultimately, the ultimate thing we want for our children is not a great education in this world, not success financially in this world, not even necessarily to have a nice wife and nice children in this world. The greatest thing we want our children to accomplish is the eternal salvation of their souls. That's the most important thing. Nothing else is as important. All other things pale in comparison to the eternal destiny of their soul. Now, if Jesus shows us that way, what is the way He shows us? Well, His gospel tells us that we must hear the gospel. Romans 10, 17. "Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God." Have your children heard the gospel? Are they hearing it? The next thing is to believe the gospel. That is, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." The Lord said, Mark 16, 16. Hearing, believing, one must repent of sins, change his life, Acts 2:38, if he wants salvation. One must confess his faith in Christ, Romans 10:9 and 10, if he wants salvation. One must be baptized to have his sins washed away. Acts 22:16, Ananias said to Saul, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. A lot of people talk about calling on the name of the Lord today. That verse tells us how. How is it? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Read it for yourself. Are we showing our children this way? Are we pointing them in the right direction? Not just in how to steer and paddle through this life, but how to make it to eternal life in heaven. Number two, and talking about needy children, parents must realize that their children need proper direction. Number two, they need proper discipline. Proper discipline. Now, in speaking of needy children today, it seems painfully obvious that too many children are neglected when it comes to discipline. Now, the old adage, spare the rod, spoil the child, is not found in the Bible, but the concept is certainly taught and in much stronger terms. A small sample of such passages says this, he who spares his rod hates his son. But he who loves him disciplines him promptly. It's talking about the rod. So we're talking about a physical whipping here, as my mama used to call it. Proverbs 13:24. If you spare your rod, the Bible says you hate your son. Now the world has this backwards, saying that a parent hates his child if he whips him. And as a consequence, children are brought up with no respect for authority. You can see it for yourself. Go out to your local Walmart, walk around, watch parents with their children. You find out who's running the household. You'll find out real quick that it's the child. I mean, one of the greatest tragedies in the family today is a failure of recognizing the proper roles within that family unit. They've got it backwards. The children think they're the mom and daddy. And the mom and daddy act like the children, whining and complaining and slapping and jumping around, begging. These things ought not to be so. Let me tell you something. Your child needs a good whipping. You need to teach him to respect authority. What a disservice toward a child to withhold the rod. I guarantee you that when he gets out into the world and disrespects the rules, the result will be pain. It won't be viewed as cute or funny. If your child is begging for a whipping, show him your love and give it to him. Make him feel pain now. Because when he grows up and gets out to the world and he breaks the law, he's going to feel some pain. The government's not going to just, the judge ain't going to walk down and wrap his arm around, give him a big hug and say, oh, I love you, now go out and sin no more. That's not going to happen. You need to discipline your children. And ultimately, by the way, this will save your child's soul. Remember, that's the ultimate purpose? Look at Proverbs chapter 23. This is a very interesting passage of Scripture. Proverbs chapter 23, beginning in verse 13. The Bible says, do not withhold correction from a child. If you beat him with a rod, he will not die. Now listen, he may be saying, you're killing me, but you're not killing him. You give him the discipline he needs. Don't let his screaming stop you from giving him the whipping he needs. It says in verse 14, you shall beat him with a rod. Watch this. And deliver his soul from hell. Oh, what a powerful statement, my friends. Deliver his soul from hell. Now, how is it that my spanking my child is going to save his soul from hell? Somebody tell me that. Here's the answer. In every realm of life, even in the spiritual realm, the key issue is authority. Now, the first idea or concept of authority that your children experience in this life is the authority in your house. Now, if you teach them to respect your authority, now you've laid the foundation, the basis for them to go on and respect the authority down at the daycare. They'll respect the authority of their teachers in school. When they grow up, they'll respect the authority of their bosses. They'll respect the authority of the government and be good citizens. But most importantly, they'll respect God's authority. That all starts with the paddle at home when they're a child. It all starts with a good old-fashioned whipping. To teach that child that when you disobey, there's some pain that's going to follow. It's true in every other realm. It ought to be true in your home too. Don't do your child a disservice. Give your child the discipline that he needs. Love him with true love. Tough love. Parents need to realize that their children need proper direction. They need proper discipline. And finally, they need proper demonstration. My children need to see me living the right kind of life. All too often, the child of a drunk will himself become a drunk. The same is true of a spouse abuser or a smoker, and the list goes on. Demonstrate to your children a faithful walk with God. Show him the way, and he's likely to follow. Now, all of you who have children, I have a little boy at home, you know that he just likes to follow you around, do what you do. Sometimes walk the way you walk. If you walk funny, he'll walk funny just like you. If you touch something, he wants to touch whatever it is you touch. If you pick something up, he wants to pick it up or something like it. Whatever you're doing, there he is, your mirror image. What's showing up in your mirror, my friend? Are you showing them the right path? Are you demonstrating to them a godly walk? Children are very insightful, and they're insightfully sensitive to hypocrisy. Supply spiritual needs to your child. Matthew 7:16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and come to glorify your Father in heaven." My friends, let your light shine before your children so that they may see your good works. Children see you. They know you. They see what you're doing. You're not hiding anything from them. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 11 says, "Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right." Even a child is known. We are known by our deeds, especially our children are watching us. Do they see a disobedient wife, a wife who is not submitting to her husband? Then they're also going to reject authority. Wives, take note. Do they see a husband who is mean-spirited and cruel toward his wife? Then they're going to learn to be that way toward others. Fathers, take note. I heard a story about these few men. They were arguing over what's the best version of the Bible. One man was making a strong argument for the King James Version. Another man said, "No, I like the American Standard." Another chimed in and said, "I believe the English Standard Version is really nice." And another man, he chimed in and he said, "I think my father's version was the best." And they all looked at him and said, "What? So I didn't know your father translated a version of Scripture." And the man said, "Oh yeah, he did. He did every day in front of my eyes. He translated Scripture in his life. Every day in front of my eyes, he lived and walked the way of God as prescribed in the Word of God. And that's the best version, that's the most profound version, and that is the most effective version that has ever affected my life. My father could have taught me everything that the pages of inspiration tells me, but then lived differently, and it would have been very negative to my spiritual upbringing." Don't just teach it to your children. Demonstrate it to your children. They need that. They're looking at you. They're watching you. They want to be like you. They want to be you. Make sure you're molding them into what they need to be. Make sure you're demonstrating to them the light of the Lord. Needy children. Parents must realize that their children need proper direction. They need to be pointed in the direction of the Lord. They need proper discipline. They need a good spanking every now and then. And they need proper demonstration. They need you to live the righteous life before them. Hello, dear friends. My name is Michael Pickford, and this message is brought to you by the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. A new message airs each Sunday morning right here on WGNS from 10:45 to 11 a.m. You can listen to hundreds of my sermons at our website, defendthegospel.com. We'd like to invite you to worship with us at any or all of our services. You'd be our honored guest. We meet on Sundays at 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., as well as Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We meet at 1167 South Lowry Street. That's Murfreesboro Road in Smyrna, Tennessee. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.